Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Brian Koberger, the allegations against him make up one of the, I would say, creepiest cases that I think we have ever covered on here. Of course, the University of Idaho students. And the man accused is a Koberger, criminology PhD student, accused of methodically stalking, murdering, and then allegedly trying to erase every trace of his involvement. It's a story with more behavioral breadcrumbs than a forensic psychology textbook. Joining us, psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott. Siobhan, prosecution painting Koberger as someone who studied how to commit the perfect crime. Well, the defense hints at neurological defects and autism, possibly. How do we begin to separate possible mental health conditions from dangerous criminal intent in a case like this?
Yeah, autism, if that's what they're going to go for with that, which it certainly sounds like that's going to be raised as an issue, has absolutely nothing to do with criminal behavior. There are millions and millions of people in the U.S. and in every other country of the world that carry a diagnosis at this point of autistic spectrum disorder. That does not mean that they have dangerous fantasies. It does not mean they plot violence. And in no way does it mean that they don't have a moral compass or a conscience. So that is certainly not something that should factor into whether or not a person is guilty or innocent of something like this, because it simply doesn't result in that kind of behavior.
I want to talk about some of the behavior that occurred after the fact, after the crime was committed. And I think there's some nuggets here that are before that also kind of tie in when we try to examine the mind of Koberger. Way back, right after the crimes were committed, before they had Koberger in custody, before we knew the name Brian Koberger, there was Papa Rogers. Remember Papa Rogers online, the guy that would comment on the case on various Facebook groups and such, that seemed to have inside knowledge, knew about the knife sheath, knew about other elements that were not public knowledge as of that point. The profile picture looked a lot like Brian Koberger, if you're to do like an artistic rendition of him. And then when he was arrested, those messages stopped. It was interesting. It seemed like someone was taunting, and maybe it was him. We don't know the full answer to that question yet. And then also immediately after the crime, we have learned that he took that picture in the shower of him standing there, that selfie, wearing that tight buttoned up white shirt. And it's just a bizarre picture. You look at it and go, why? Is this a taunt? And is that all it is? I want to get your insights on this, considering the Papa Rogers part that existed that we are aware of and the correlations with the picture, because I found a few when I was on vacation the other week. I really wasn't that much on vacation because I was sitting there on my phone all day working on stuff. This is the shower picture. He's sitting there with a thumbs up. You can't see it because it's cropped. And next to it is images from the movie American Psycho.
Wow.
And, you know, same button up. That's more of a, you know, like a smock or something, but very similar look, all cleaned up. You know, and obviously he's holding an axe. It was a knife that was used, but very similar type looks. So that's the movie American Psycho. You also have, of course, the movie Psycho. And we all know the main scene in that is a shower. Mm-hmm. And Norman Bates wasn't a character that was necessarily understood. And people were always thinking him as a bit awkward. We have Koberger, who also felt very similar ways from his own writings. Mm-hmm. Two movies that seem to have a lot of correlation to that shower picture and also use the word psycho in their mm-hmm. titles. Mm-hmm. And my conjecture on it would be, you know, he feels that everyone thinks he's a psycho. He's probably been called that because of his weird ways of living or just the effects of having autism, and you just operate differently. But then outside the neurotypical, you may not understand it, and you get made fun of or picked on or what have you. He clearly did have a history of that happening as well. Mm-hmm. Is that shower picture a big F you to everybody going, you all think I'm psycho? I'm going to like put this out there right in front of you with a big thumbs up after I murder people, referencing these damn movies that no one's ever going to think that no one's going to catch this. And I got away with it. I'm really wondering, because again, he's innocent until proven guilty, but how does this strike you?
It's absolutely fascinating. And, you know, I had stayed away from the movie American Psycho back when it came out. I was younger and I just thought it would freak me out. I didn't watch it. You've got me curious.
Yeah. I haven't watched it in years. I didn't remember most of it. I'm going to watch it now.
I'm going to rewatch it, you know, just because that is really eerie. And looking at those images that you've got there. It's pretty spine chilling. So the picture of him with the thumbs up, I found incredibly creepy because it definitely looks like he's proud of himself. He's accomplished something. And what an odd thing to take in the shower. It looks like his hair is still wet. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely meaning there. And, you know, considering what we know about this whole situation now, it's a pretty dark meaning.
Yeah. My reaction is this. I made this. It's like, oh my God, Koberger's shower picture is a taunting reference to American Psycho. And then I was like, oh, Psycho too. Same. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big screw you. How often do we see, and you've written a great book on this and the minds of, what's the full title? I know.
Minds of Mass Killers, Understanding and Interrupting the Pathway to Violence.
Yes. You'll forgive me if I don't remember it all.
That's okay. It's a long one.
But yes, when we're talking about that, how often do we see mass killers basically emulate something because they don't feel, because they're missing that empathy. So they have to mimic something else or someone else. Sometimes it's a real killer. Sometimes like references with him have been to BTK. He studied under Catherine Ramsland, who wrote the book on BTK. How often do they find character or characters that they think they can relate to and almost idolize to an extent where then they're going to go out and give nods like this to them?
Yeah. My sense is that it's nearly always these guys, they're from early in life, they have been thinking about murder. They've been thinking about ways to kill people, ways to torture people. And usually this is reflected in their choice of entertainment, in the movies that they watch. Often they watch certain kinds of horror films over and over and over again. They begin to identify with the perpetrators, you know, the killers. Most of us, when we watch scary movies, we identify with the victims, right?
Sure.
We're scared. We want the bad guy to get caught. They identify with the perpetrators. Mm-hmm. And whether it's the mass shooters who study each other online and try to outtop each other's kill scores, guys that become serial killers often become fascinated with other serial killers.
That's what makes me wonder about these images. Oh, by the way, also knives, too. Mm-hmm. I think axe actually in An American Psycho, but the knives in the movie Psycho wasn't a gun or anything used there. It's so bizarre, but it kind of makes sense at the same time that would be what could be going on here. Knowing this, they're just. Seeing this right now, what else would you be looking for if you were to be going through Koberger's stuff to go, is there anything else here that can kind of tie him to this that maybe we didn't look at yet because maybe we didn't realize there was this nod to this type of a character? What other things should be examined?
Well, the big tell would be where he went on the internet. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what information they were able to glean about that, but that was the first thing that popped into my head when he was arrested was where does this guy hang out online? Mm-hmm. Because that's incredibly relevant. What kind of porn is he into? What kind of women is he interested in watching or looking at? I think all of that would have a lot of importance in a case like this.
I would now, seeing that, I'd be wondering about like Netflix history or
yes.
any streaming platform history. Yes. What is he watching? What is he watching on yes. a regular basis? Do people like this, let's say that I'm right and that there is some sort of connection here with this. Do people like this like obsessively rewatch these sort of things yes. over and over typically? Or it's not just I watched it once and now I idolize this guy. It's more of I'm wondering if like things like this feed people like that because they don't have much feeling and then they get something out of the movie from the bad guy perspective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very much. They will have their favorite films, watch them over and over and over and over. And even with just an interesting one that we wouldn't have expected about the film Bowling for Columbine, mm-hmm. which was an anti-gun movie put yeah. out by Michael Moore. And a lot of kids that subsequently went on to become mass killers had been fascinated with that film as youngsters and grew up, and it was one of their favorite films, and they watched it over and over and over again, even though most of us would watch it and say, well, that was really an anti-violence movie.
Yeah.
But they liked the scenes of the killers in the movie and became fascinated with that and therefore watched it repeatedly.
Why? I mean, what is that? That makes a mind watch scenes like that and then sympathize or empathize or get joy from
exactly.
from the I mean, is it like porn to them? Like, yeah. I guess like or seeing a member of the sex you're attracted to, you know, in some sort of way? Is it that sort of a stimulation that they get out of it?
Yeah.
Is it a sexual stimulation or is it something else that's
yeah.
just like
yeah.
that strong, but there.
I think you nailed it. It's that sense of arousal, and mm-hmm. whether or not it's actually sexual to them, I can't say. It may
yeah.
be in some cases, but it certainly is exciting and it makes them feel good. And that's that component of psychopathy that most of us, fortunately, do not have that.
Mm-hmm.
So we will watch horrible things in the media and have this revulsion or this sense of, oh, that's terrible or that's so sad, something negative. But people that are psychopathic will watch it and go, isn't this cool? Isn't this exciting? So very different response.
The fact, I mean, obviously so many things are very digital now. So that's why I said, look at the history of what he's watching.
Yeah.
But what about physical objects? I would wonder with something like this, if this is something you are that passionate about, people will still collect physical things for things they're really into. So I'm wondering, was there a copy of American Psycho or Psycho mm-hmm. in his house? Was there the book American Psycho in his house? Was there anything relating to these characters in his possession? Obviously, they've raided it. I'm really wondering what they went through. Would you be surprised if they found something with it? And what sort of things do people like that collect? I know there's trophies that people get or mm-hmm. that they have after their killings. I'm wondering if that picture itself is the trophy. It is with a nod to everything that inspired. But what would you be looking for in like physical objects or things like that around his house as far as markings or anything like that? What would they, what have you seen?
I would be looking for any other types of weaponry. A lot of times people will have photographs or save articles or stories about different kinds of knives or guns or different kinds of weapons, even historical books about different kinds of war crimes or criminals or Nazis or, you know, strange things that would just be out of place in most of our bookshelves or our homes.
Let's move away from the picture for a moment, but let's talk about some of the things that he was doing with his studies. Obviously, we've seen some of the questions that he had for the DeSales research that he was doing. Very specific questions about emotions, very specific about how did you feel when you committed the crime. What was weird to me about it was the question seemed over the top, as if he were asking them as someone who committed murder, not necessarily someone who was like shoplifting or something of that nature. I don't have the list in front of me right now, but they were very much along those lines. But if you're studying criminology, it could make sense that you're going to be researching all that in the context of who we think he might be or is alleged to be. It makes more sense. And there's also now the essay that was out there. We've seen some excerpts from it, basically an essay on how to process a stabbing crime scene. Is it just part of the studies, or do folks like this really go to this level of obsession and researching what they want to do, especially if it's their first time doing it?
Yeah, that's the thing that's so interesting in hindsight, is looking back at his academic life and being able to speculate about how much of this was really meeting his fantasy needs at the time and how much he was actually studying how to be a better criminal and get away with these things. Really feeling, as it looked like in that photograph, that he was quite proud of himself when he thought he had gotten away with it.
Yeah, very much so. Some are looking at it as a smoking gun. I don't know if it is or not. A jury will ultimately decide that. But we have the knife sheath, the knife, the sharpener, all bought by him on Amazon, at least the same model. But it was done about 6 months before the murders actually took place. There's also the ski mask that one of the witnesses, the surviving roommates, says that they saw him in with the bushy eyebrows. Shows he bought one of those too. Happens to look like the same one she described as seeing way back. The fact that they were purchased so far in advance, we're talking like 6 months to a year on some of these things. What does that say about this? I guess sometimes when you think of a case or stories like this, they buy those things right before, at least we think they buy them right before. Is that incorrect? Do people start really planning this out and getting their supplies that far out?
It's certainly likely that he would have bought it quite a bit before he was actually ready to use it, assuming that he was planning, plotting, rehearsing. And it's a scary thought, but what just occurred to me as you mentioned that is we don't know how many times he was driving around with these things in his car, perhaps looking at other people in other places, and he just never got the exact right opportunity.
Would that mean, though, that this was somewhat random and he was just going to run into any house that had people in just to kill? Or do you think we're going to find a lot more premeditation? Because we do have more data now that shows just how often he was circling that house. Yeah. And it's a lot, even that night. And we're finding more camera information out too of where he was seen and or the vehicle, at least what appears to be the vehicle that was seen. So are you saying that there's someone like this would likely have the tools with them when they're stalking, even if they're not going to go commit the crime at that moment? Part of having like the get up is an important part to them?
Certainly could be. And, you know, when his defense liked to make the point that he just was this harmless guy who liked to go out at night and drive around. Well, that sounds like stalking behavior to me. It's what a predator does. They go out. A lot of them are voyeuristic. So they're watching. They're looking for windows they can peep in. They're looking for women they can see out, maybe walking home from a bar and follow them home. And they do look for just the right opportunity, but they may pick a certain person and then watch them over the course of time before they actually, you know, plot the attack. But could he have been doing that for months? Yeah, I don't think I would be trying to make the case, well, he's just such a nice guy out driving around at night all the time.
Well, and the looking at the stars went up in flames when they realized, right. Oh, it was extremely foggy that night, like yeah. Low fog, low clouds, like there yeah. was no stars. There's nothing there. I'm sure it'll be argued as conjecture of, well, it's he likes to. Maybe he's hoping to get out of the fog and find mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. He was also allegedly seen in Clarkson, Washington, on video at stores hours after the murders. Some of the assumptions there is that maybe he was trying to get rid of some of the murder weaponry, or I'm wondering if it was more a victory lap in public with the tight white shirt on that we're seeing in the photo, just going out and about, maybe also disposing things. But I'm also wondering, is there a thrill that someone like that would get from going out looking all neat and white and clean after just committing such a horrible crime? People are freaking out and you're out there in the crowds. I mean, Costco, Albertsons, those are fairly busy places. And if he's seen there wandering around right after the murders, the morning of, getting all dressed up in the shower, is that something? Is that something of a thrill that they're just taking up every single moment that they can get and just soaking it all in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look what I can do. Look what I can get away with. And nobody knows. I've got this big secret and I fooled everybody.
Do you think something like this could be brought up in trial? Obviously, it's a lot of assumptions here. They'd have to probably find something within the house, or if there is a pattern of watching these movies or something, then I could imagine these sort of things being brought in. Without it, do you think something like that could be brought in, or what would be the vehicle to bring in some of these things, if at all?
Yeah, I think it would probably be pretty hard to have something that you could present as evidence without the person coming out and owning it and being willing to discuss it.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be very fascinating because this thing, it gets deeper and it gets darker every single day. One of the darkest ones I think we've seen. And hopefully, well, there'll be more. I was going to say, hopefully there won't be more, but there'll be more.
Unfortunately, our worst nightmares.
Exactly.
Yes.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Oops. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.